Welcome to the next edition of Business Law Focus. Great having you with us. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Ntebaleng Sekabato from ENS's tax division. She's an executive in the tax division. And Charles DeVet, also from ENS tax division. ENS has the largest tax practice amongst law firms in Africa. And we want to zone in on their expertise, specifically ahead of the budget coming up later in February. And it's a critical juncture. There are many important things that we need to look at. Obviously, we've looked at the medium-term budget policy statement, which came out in October, and there's a big attempt at fiscal consolidation, obviously in the face of several headwinds. We've got low growth holding back many of the plans. Interest rates and inflation are easing, yet spending needs to increase, revenues down. So there's a lot of pressure out there. But where else can the Treasury look in February? Could it be higher taxes to plug these shortfalls? This raises the prospects of tax increases by stealth rather than a big bang wealth tax on the rich. But let's get into it with the experts who are dealing with these issues on the ground, advising corporates and individuals. And maybe if we could start with personal taxes. Is a wealth tax possible this year?
Very unlikely, Evan. I mean, you know, this has sort of always been on the agenda, but there was research that was issued by National Treasury and, you know, with Chris Axelson, who's the acting chief director on tax policy last year, where there was an acknowledgement that, you know, wealth tax was not a good instrument in the circumstances. And I mean, the simple reason for that is that it doesn't collect very much tax in the circumstances, and, you know, it sort of has a negative tax on all, and sort of negative impact on all tax collectors. So I think it's very unlikely, especially, you know, if we think that we've got a government of national unity now. You know, I think the pressure is slightly different, the way that they'd have to get to that outcome. So I certainly wouldn't put any money on the wealth tax this year.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Charles. And of course, we're looking at, as you mentioned, the new budget of the GNU, of the new, right? So there are those issues that need to be kept in mind. But, you know, obviously we're going to look at the risk of bracket creep, potentially. I know inflation has started to stabilize, but you think enough can be done to accommodate bracket creep after this high inflation that we've had over the past year?
And it seems as if the fiscal environment is much better than it was last time around. You know, we didn't have an adjustment last year. It's always a big number in terms of the total amount. And I think that if you look at the MTDS, where they sort of, you know, revised the budget, or, you know, I mean, the tax collections outward by, or downward by about 22 billion rand. I think that, you know, if you look at that, you could say, well, you know, maybe there's not going to be a lot of room, but the numbers are looking a little bit better than they did at that particular point in time. And, you know, sort of the shift has changed sort of the ratio from revenue to expenditure. You know, the latest published numbers are up until the end of November 2024, and tax collections are up nearly 6% on the prior year. While expenditure is only up around about 4%. If you go back a year, then tax collections were up by about 1.5%, but expenditure was up by more than 8%. So, you know, that difference is looking slightly better in the circumstances. And if you do a projection up until the end of March, it seems to me as if, you know, the minister was very conservative in revising the estimate downwards by 22 billion, because on my calculation is going to be nearly, you know, 44 billion or 45 billion ahead of the latest number. So I think he's going to, you know, recoup that, and that gives him some money to play with, you know, to specifically deal with bracket creep, even though, as you say, you know, inflation is much lower than it was, that has been for a long time.
Mm. Also, probably putting any VAT increase off the table.
I think a VAT increase is unlikely. I mean, always advocate for a VAT increase, because I think, you know, it is a broad based tax. It collects a significant amount of income. You know, to give you an idea, sort of, I mean, where we end on that at the, you know, one percentage point gives you somewhere between 25 and 50 billion revenue in the circumstances, you know, so that's quite a big number. And if you are looking to balance the budget, I mean, also in global terms and in fact in African terms, a rate of 15% is quite low. I mean, I think the, you know, the global average is close to 18.5%, and even the Africa average is higher than 15%. But I think that what we, you know, we have seen ourselves under severe pressure in the last little while. You know, if there's a little bit of money to go around, I would be very surprised if they increased that.
If we can look at corporate taxes, is there any chance that we're going to see any movement there? We've seen things like the global minimum tax bill come through. Can extra revenue be expected on that front?
I think before changes a few years ago to the corporate tax rate, where it was actually decreased. And I think it was sort of a balancing act, because although there was a decrease in the corporate income tax rate, and there was also the introduction of the limitation of losses. So whereas before, taxpayers could use their tax losses from prior years to shield all of their revenue against tax, now that is limited to only 80%. So the idea is that taxpayers will then always pay tax on at least 20% of their revenue, and that will sort of stabilize collections from that perspective. So at the time that these amendments were brought in, there was lots of consultations between National Treasury and taxpayers, specifically on the limitation of the losses. And I think we found sort of a happy place. So I don't foresee that there will be any increases in the corporate tax rate. And just looking at the performance of corporates, I mean, during COVID, we had a lovely mining boom because of high commodity prices, and that went on for a year or two. And now we're seeing that commodity prices are depressed, the revenues in manufacturing and the transport sector are depressed. So I don't think just looking at the landscape and how corporates are performing at the moment, that's something that would be on the table. As far as the global minimum tax, you know, National Treasury, when this was introduced, estimated that this would increase the income tax base by 8 billion rand. So I'm not quite sure how we got to 8 billion specifically, but considering that only multinationals and quite large multinationals will fall into the net and be caught by this global minimum tax, because the you have to make at least 750 million euros. So when you think of the corporates that operate in our country and how many of them would actually fall into that tax net, it would be interesting to see once we start doing the actual collection, then it implemented. And that should be in about 2026, 2027. That we should start seeing those revenues come in.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks for that. I think there's quite a lot to watch there. And of course, we know SARS has been on a compliance drive to improve collection. Do you think this has been successful? Can we expect a little bit more tightening in that regard?
Yeah, so I think the SARS's focus has been on making it easier for taxpayers to comply, and to also increase detection of non-compliance. So they are going on a drive to sort of modernize the tax system to make it easier for taxpayers to kind of meet their tax obligations. And they're using a lot of data-driven approaches and the use of AI. They say they're going to be focusing a lot on using AI to help them. And so, you know, looking at what's happening in the world, I think the question of AI is becoming a very interesting one. So it will be quite interesting to see how SARS sort of deploys this to help them. But I think, you know, looking at the collections and also the ease of taxpayers complying with their obligations, if you look at the auto assessments and things like that, and at Charles said, collections have been up. So it does seem like the compliance drive is gaining traction and is showing some fruit.
We know, of course, sin taxes generally increase. Is there any surprise that we can expect there?
I don't think anything significant. I mean, you know, we did see sort of an updated policy on the liquor industry that was published. I mean, sort of for discussion towards the end of last year. So, you know, there are, well, at least movements or considerations associated with that. I mean, sort of in the other industries, you know, tobacco. For example, you know, they have. I mean, the last few years they've stuck to core inflation. Sort of the years before that, I mean, even on the liquor side, it was sort of above inflation. So I thought that, you know, the industries were getting a raw deal as far as that's concerned. I mean, a big issue around that is also the new generation products. I think that, you know, we have seen that introduced into the being included in. In some taxes in the last few years, and there's, you know, I think there's a possibility that might be, you know, refined and other rights included in that as well. But you know, generally, it's likely that it'll stick to it's core inflation, and so there will definitely be an increase. I don't think, you know, sort of it's one certain bet that you always have on the budget, but sort of in line with other developments in the economy and sort of sticking to inflation.
Great. And of course, the elephant in the room is medical tax or NHI. We've, you know, obviously seen the bills coming through and the fact that this is going to be implemented coming from the government side. What can we expect in the budget on this front?
For the first adjustment that they could make, and we started looking out for this last year, was in sort of an adjustment to the medical credit that members of medical aides are entitled to. I mean, that would be sort of the first indication of a change. I mean, the cost of NHI is quite high. If you look at the FTDS, you wouldn't really see, you know, significant shifts around that, or, you know, revenue sources that could pay for that in the circumstances. I mean, there are still some sort of court challenges out there in terms of the actual implementation. So unlikely that there will be anything this year that, you know, addresses that specifically, except for, you know, possibly an adjustment to the medical aid credits for existing members of medical aids.
Okay, great. And then just in conclusion, if I can ask both of you, the highs and lows that we can expect, I think we've covered. Anything else that could be that you would like to see, or your advice on what needs to happen?
What's important always in respect of the budget is sort of the message that is conveyed, in that, you know, it is stable, that it's under control, that you know, everything is tracking as far as that's concerned. I mean, the new influence of the GNU, I think it is relevant. I'm not sure that we saw significant impact around that in the MTDS. Maybe there just, you know, sort of wasn't time at all. You know, all the ministers, I mean, the processes are more established now. So one may see a slight shift in tone as a result of that. But the important thing is that it is stable, that it is predictable, because that has, you know, positive impact on our ratings. It has a positive impact on the RAND. So hopefully no significant announcements that will kind of upset status quo.
I agree with that, Evan. I think we are in a better place, or in a state of improvement from a revenue collection and budget perspective. So I don't expect to see any large sort of swings in the tax policy or anything like that. So I think, you know, taxpayers should just focus on complying with the existing laws and see what comes out of the budget.
Well, thank you both once again for giving us such a great breakdown. Clearly, there's a tightrope to be walked by the minister, by Treasury. There's a lot of concerns But I think also, you know, as you mentioned, that things are starting to show signs of improvement, some green shoots, which is, it can only be positive. The key, of course, is to get this economy moving, and hopefully, you know, we can see some policies as well that focus on business and can spark some growth. So, but thanks very much. Great chatting to you.
Thank you very much.